Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, June 7th. I'm reading from the New International Version and I'm picking up in Isaiah chapter 44. This is the final day that we'll be in the book of Isaiah, but it's been a good reminder that the Lord is Creator, that He is the one that redeems, and that idol worship is an absurdity. This is quite a lengthy passage, and as I read, I want you to kind of take hold of the images that you see of our Lord, especially that He is the rock, and see which other images that you see: our King, our Redeemer, the first and the last. Those are just a few. God, would you speak to us through your word today? Would you make my words fall away? And would your words be exalted through your spirit? Help us, Lord, not to do this as a practice of just checking the boxes. Help us to love your word and to find our hope in you and to learn about you through this reading. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Israel, the chosen. But now listen, Jacob, my servant, Israel, whom I have chosen. This is what the Lord says: He who made you, who formed you in the womb, and who will help you. Do not be afraid, Jacob, my servant, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. They will spring up like grass in a meadow, like poplar trees by flowing streams. Some will say, I belong to the Lord. Others will call themselves by the name of Jacob. Still others will write on their hand, the Lord's, and will take the name Israel. This is what the Lord says, Israel's King and Redeemer, the Lord Almighty. I am the first and I am the last. Apart from me, there is no God. Who then is like me? Let him proclaim it. Let him declare and lay out before me what has happened since I established my ancient people and what is yet to come. Yes, let them foretell what will come. Do not tremble. Do not be afraid. Did I not proclaim this and foretell it long ago? You are my witnesses. Is there any God beside me? No, there is no other rock. I know not one. All who make idols are nothing, and the things they treasure are worthless. Those who would speak up for them are blind. They are ignorant to their own shame. Who shapes a god and casts an idol, which can profit nothing? People who do that will be put to shame. Such craftsmen are only human beings. Let them all come together and take their stand. They will be brought down to terror and shame. The blacksmith takes a tool and works with it in the coals. He shapes an idol with hammers. He forges it in the might of his arm. He gets hungry and loses his strength. He drinks no water and grows faint. The carpenter measures with a line and makes an outline with a marker. He roughs it out with chisels and marks it with compasses. He shapes it into human form in all its glory, that it may dwell in a shrine. He cuts down cedars and perhaps took a cypress or an oak. He let it grow among the trees of the forest, or planted a pine and the rain made it grow. It is used as fuel for burning. Some of it he takes and warms himself. He kindles a fire and bakes bread. But he also fashions a god and worships it. He makes an idol and bows down to it. Half of the wood he burns in the fire. Over it he prepares his meal. He roasts his meat and eats his fill. He also warms himself and says, Ah, I am warm. I see the fire. From the rest, he makes a god, his idol. He bows down to it and worships. He prays to it and says, Save me. You are my God. They know nothing. They understand nothing. Their eyes are plastered over, so they cannot see, and their minds closed, so they cannot understand. No one stops to think. No one has the knowledge or understanding to say, half of it I used for fuel. I even baked bread over its coals. I roasted meat and I ate. Shall I make a detestable thing from what is left? Shall I bow down to a block of wood? Such a person feeds on ashes. A deluded heart misleads him. He cannot save himself or say, is not this thing in my right hand a lie? Remember these things, Jacob, for you, Israel, are my servant. I have made you. You are my servant, Israel. I will not forget you. I have swept away your offenses like a cloud, your sins like the morning mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Sing for joy, you heavens, for the Lord has done this. Shout aloud, you earth beneath. Burst into song, you mountains, you forest and all you trees, for the Lord has redeemed Jacob. He displays his glory in Israel. This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, who formed you in the womb. I am the Lord, the maker of all things, who stretches out the heavens and who spreads out the earth by myself, who foils the signs of false prophets and makes fools of diviners, who overthrows the learning of the wise and turns it into nonsense, who carries out the words of his servants and fulfills the predictions of his messengers, who says of Jerusalem, it shall be inhabited, of the towns of Judah, they shall be rebuilt, and of their ruins, I will restore them. Who says to the watery deep, be dry, and I will dry up your streams. Who says of Cyrus, he is my shepherd and will accomplish all that I please. He will say of Jerusalem, let it be rebuilt, and of the temple, let its foundations be laid. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I was just so moved as I read verse 22. He says to us, I have swept away your offenses like a cloud, your sins like a morning mist. Just the beautiful image of the Lord just taking away our sin. And then he says, return to me, for I have redeemed you. He has done it. The maker of all things, the one who stretches out the heavens, he is the one who has redeemed us. Lord, we thank you for this hopeful message. We pray, Lord, that you would forgive us of our sins, and thank you for sweeping away the mess that we've made with our lives. Build us up to be a house that is built on the foundation of the rock. Thank you, even in the end of this passage where we see that you are proclaiming what will be to come. You even mention Cyrus by name in verse 28, who says of Cyrus, he is my shepherd and will accomplish all that I please. And it's through Cyrus that the people get to go back and rebuild Jerusalem. You foretold it. You know it. Kings are like water in your hands. And so whatever we face today, we can do so with confidence, knowing that you are with us and that you are at work. We love you, Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.